WAIF Cincinnati, it's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Hey, are you in a local band? Do you have recorded material that's screaming for airplay? Then Kindred Sanction wants you on the air. Mail two, yes two, count them two, copies of your best, not your worst, your best stuff, and listen for your work at Thursdays.
Why do they want two copies?
8 to 10 p.m. when presented by alternating hosts Cynthia, Jerry, Taylor. Look at these people, all got one first name, they have a last name?
I guess.
They're all cryptic. It's Cynthia. It's like the Mickey Mouse Club when everybody would say, I'm Cynthia, Jerry, Taylor, and other guest hosts. And the mailing address is P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206, 6126. Put on air, attention, Kindred Sanction. If you want to put on air, attention, Chris and Rob, we'll get it. And we'd look forward to receiving your Husker Du postcards.
We want money and sandwiches.
Recipes, your money, your sandwiches, whatever you have.
I'd like a roast beef on rye, maybe with some Swiss cheese. That would be good. Say the phone number, Rob.
Oh, what is it? I can't find it.
749-1444-1444. That's right. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris. Remember my voice.
Hey, Rob.
He's the guy that squeaks. And Rob's going to tell us a little bit about this gorilla he saw in a bar the other day.
We can't talk about the gorilla because the whole world's going to hell in a handbag.
So you don't want to talk about the gorilla?
We can't talk about the gorilla, we can't talk about the six-foot cockroach, and we can't talk about the dog that walked into a bar.
Man, I don't know what we're going to do then.
We can't talk about...
I don't know how we're going to carry another whole hour of the Chris and Rob
Well, first of all, we only have 52 minutes, and we'll carry it with some insightful, intelligent, uplifting, socio-political commentary, questions, and, you know, things like that.
Okay.
We'll talk about all that stuff. Anything you want to. You seen that Chris Farley movie yet?
What, the Beverly Hills Ninja?
He's a big fat ninja.
No. That looks kind of stupid, though.
That looks really good. Have you seen... Did you see the Golden Globes?
The awards show?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch those things, man.
I didn't see it either. Did you see the X-Files? Did you see the X-Files?
No, I don't watch too much TV if I don't have to.
No, I didn't see that either. Did you see Letterman tonight? No, you're doing a show tonight.
No, right. I'm here.
Wow.
See the basketball game the other day?
No.
You missed the basketball game?
Who won?
I don't remember. I do know what one thing I've been doing lately.
What's that?
I've been making lots of crank phone calls, so you know what it's time for?
Now it's time to join Chris and Rob in the wacky world of telephone harassment for celebrity answering machines, where Chris and Rob call one of your favorite celebrities, and if no one is home, they leave a message on today's celebrity answering machine. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and pop open a cold one as we join Chris and Rob for celebrity answering machines.
Chris just informed me we are calling an individual named Annie Sprinkle.
Annie Sprinkle is a porn star from the old days.
Oh, I thought she was someone who made ice cream cones and put the sprinkles on top.
She takes it in all three holes, and we're trying to call her now on a Chris and Rob.
So is this a 900 line we're calling?
No, this is like a real legitimate home phone number.
Because I don't want to talk to the Annie Sprinkle dateline.
I don't think you will be.
Okay, we'll see what happens here. Talking to Annie Sprinkle, maybe. Well, we're listening to Annie Sprinkle's phone ring here on the Chris and Ron Blade Night Talk to WAIF.
This is what in the biz they call good radio.
This is what radio was meant to be. Wow, ain't I funky. Wave radio, baby. I wonder why they call her Annie Sprinkle. I wonder if that's a real name.
Wow.
Now we're going to call Jack Nicholson. This is Jack Nicholson's phone ringing on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Does he have a new movie coming out for the big movie?
Hello, Nicholson.
Hi, is Jack in, please?
No, he's not. He's calling.
This is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you know how we can get in touch with Jack?
Who is this?
Chris.
And who?
Chris Waif.
Oh. Cups and cakes. Cups and cakes.
Hail to the queen.
Oh, what good things mommy makes.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Celebrity Answering Machines. And make sure you tune in next time when Chris and Rob call another one of your favorite celebrities right here on the Chris and Rob Celebrity Answering Machines.
You know, we're doing the best we can, Andy. You know, don't judge us too hard. We're at the little radio station. I mean, we had Buddy Hackett on tonight, right? Buddy called in. We talked about Africa. We're doing the best we can. It's a Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. That phone number would be 749-1444. Let's talk to Paul. calling us from Price Hill.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I want to talk about toilet paper.
Okay, let's talk about toilet paper.
You know, back...
You like it perforated or just in one big long roll?
Well, maybe puffs, so to speak.
You like it puffy.
Back in the 50s, you know, women used to stuff it in their bras, make the sock hop something special.
Right. Uh-huh.
But back in the 60s, 10 years later, they're starting fires to burn the same bras that they stuffed in the 50s.
Hmm.
And you know, in the 70s, everybody was snorting, toilet paper was in a big demand for sneezing.
No, people were snorting toilet paper?
Well, you know what they're snorting, but it's bound to make you sneeze. But in the 80s, you know, there really wasn't too much you could do with toilet paper, but I got a suggestion.
What's that?
Write your resume on it. At least the manager will get some use out of it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's all I had.
All right, thanks a lot, Paul.
Catch you later.
Take it easy. Tonight's toilet paper history has been brought to you by Paul, calling from Price Hill, our local toilet paper expert. If you have any other histories of any common household products, feel free to give us a call. At the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
You know, there's few things that I enjoy more than a nice warm piece of toast. Right out of the stinking toast.
Do you like to put butter on the top, or do you like to put butter on both sides?
I just put peanut butter on it.
Oh, you like peanut butter?
I like peanut butter.
You like peanut butter on just the top, or do you like to put peanut butter on both sides?
I like peanut butter
sides?
On one side.
Like just on one side? Because if you have peanut butter on both sides, it's hard to pick it up without getting peanut butter all over your fingers.
Okay, the last toaster I had, are you ready for this? I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
It's going to knock your socks off.
You want a little toaster music?
Very big. You better give me some toaster music, and I mean right now. That's good toaster music. The last toaster I had. Are you ready for this? This is big.
I'm ready.
This is huge.
This
is good news.
Is this about your toaster?
Big news about my
toaster. You know, I got a pair of those puffy pants at home, those big, wide. They're big enough you could put a toaster in each leg, along with your regular leg.
Is that a toaster in your pocket, or are you glad to see me? But anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about my toaster, not your toaster.
Okay.
The last toaster I had would literally, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Literally.
Literally?
Not figuratively, literally. Launch the bread up out of the toaster and maybe on the floor, maybe in the sink. Maybe it would fall back into the slot.
But could you go stand in the back of the kitchen and do a little target practice as it came out?
It wasn't cool like a Daffy Duck cartoon. It was just, you know, launched hard enough to be impractical because your toast would land in the sink and boom, it's like floating in a dirty dishwater. You're in trouble. You can't eat that toast then, no matter how hard you try. And the worst part was, it wouldn't get it done. It would not get the toast done. The toast would only be like, you know, a real light beige. It wouldn't be like a really good dark beige. It means it's done and warm. So I got rid of that toaster. I got rid of the bread flinging toaster. I got a new toaster. And the toaster we have now, there's no difference between, say, medium and very dark.
Really? I hate burnt toast.
Well, this will not get it past medium.
There is no amount of butter that can cover up the taste of carbon.
Well, you know, I don't like it burnt, but I like it very well done sometimes.
When it's well done and the butter can melt into all the nice little cracks and crevices created by the crusty toast.
Sometimes I like the al fresco toast, just a light browning. Sometimes I like it pretty dark, especially if I'm going to put chipped beef and gravy on it. Then I want it robust. I want it dark and hearty, the way I like my men. Dark and hearty is the way I want my toast when I'm going to put the chipped beef and gravy on it. But if I'm just going to have it, you know, with like a little apple butter or peanut butter on it, then sure, hey, I'll take the light beige. That's fine. But if it's got to stand up to it, because your toast has to stand up to the chipped beef and gravy. If your toast can't stand up to the chipped beef and gravy, you know what you have?
What do you have?
You got SOS.
S-O-S?
Yeah. You can't say S-O-S.
S-O-S.
Yeah. You don't want S-O-S.
Okay.
You want a real toast. You want a real shingle that'll stand up to the chipped beef, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
So we got a new toaster, and this toaster, it doesn't quite get it hearty enough. It doesn't quite make the robust toast that I want. Now, my question to the great listening public and a potential 1.2 million listening audience here in WAIF, do they make good toasters anymore?
Have I just got two bad toasters in a row? I don't really remember the brand names. But does anyone have a good toaster? Do they make good toasters? These have both been two-slice toasters. I've almost been so desperate I've taken to using my toaster oven, which up until now I use primarily for chicken patties and cheese toast, that very special treat of all.
You like cheese toast?
Not really. But on occasion, cheese toast.
Well, some people make cheese toast in a skillet and they call it a grilled cheese.
Wow. But that takes butter. This way, if you make cheese toast in a toaster oven, you don't need butter. Sometimes, if your stomach's feeling kind of like queasy, like you got, you know, beer stomach, like the next morning after you've been out drinking draft
right.
beer.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of gross.
You know what might help you feel better?
What would that be?
Cheese toast and Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese toast and Pepsi. Write it down. The next time, that's like a Larry King column.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that in Larry King.
Write it down. Try a little cheese toast.
I look
toast
for
and
the
Pepsi.
Patriots to win a Super Bowl. The next time you have beer stomach, try cheese toast and Pepsi. Good
Thank-
God.
Thanks,
Madonna,
Larry.
Would I like to bag her?
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number, 749-1444. And these...
If you've never had New York pizza, you've never had pizza, my friend.
...are the V-Roys. Heard from the V-Roys.
They played a bang-up show at the Southgate House over the weekend. Wow. It kicked everybody's ass. Everybody to a person. Wherever you went, in the bathroom, wherever, they said, man, it kicked ass. And it was at the Southgate House, And unlike many of your Vine Street bars, it actually sounded good. Unlike some of the bars on Vine Street where it just sounds like a train wreck the whole time because of people running sound or deaf or something, it actually sounded good. You could hear the singing. You could hear the bass. It was more than just lead guitar and snare drum, which is the way it is at some of the bars on Vine Street.
So let's hear it for the V-Roys
in the Southgate House.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number would be 749-1444. And we've been talking about animals and vicious creatures and even creepy crawly things tonight. And in a few minutes, Rob's going to be telling us about a six-foot-tall cockroach.
Can't do that, man. The world's turning upside down.
But until then, you can call the Environmental Protection Agency's Pesticide Information Hotline at 1-800-858-7378. You can get information about safe use, storage, and disposal of pesticides. Maybe even some handy information how you can impersonate a, what do you call pesticide people? An exterminator. You can impersonate an exterminator and sneak into cute girls' apartments. Just call the Environmental Protection Agency Pesticide Information Hotline at 1-800. That's 858-7378. 1-800-858-7378.
I had a friend who's an exterminator for a living.
Really?
He got to drive the cat truck home.
Oh, boy.
It was like he had a truck he drove, and it had a picture of a cat chasing a mouse on the side, and he got to take it.
Should we call the pesticide hotline and tell him about the 8-foot-tall cockroach?
It's a 6-foot-tall cockroach, but we can't talk about it.
Why not?
The whole universe is turned up.
Are you sure?
We can't talk about the gorilla sitting behind the bar.
We can't talk about the...
We can't talk about the dog that
walked. We can't talk about the genie that came out of the magic lamp.
We can't talk about any of that stuff because...
No way.
It's not going to happen because there's no time for levity. We're in a crisis like this. America can't make a toaster worth a damn anymore. We're spending $430 billion a year on defense when we don't have any enemies. We spend more than the 2, 3, 4, and 5 countries in the world combined. Why? Does anybody know why Johnny Cochran's on TV every night?
Why is that?
You and me are on some kind of weirdo volunteer radio station once a week, and Johnny Cochran's on TV every night. Is there justice in the world? No. Did Johnny Cochran open his heart and tell you about his troubles with household appliances? No. Does Johnny Cochran admit things to his audience like, you know, I really like SpaghettiOs. I don't care if I'm an adult. I like SpaghettiOs, and I'll eat SpaghettiOs all the time. You know what else I like doing?
What do you like doing?
Playing with Mr. Potato Head.
You're weird, dude.
My nephew has Mr. Potato Head, and I truly enjoy playing with Mr. Potato Head.
Well, it's all right, I guess, but... It's a strange thing for an adult to do.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. But you know what's even stranger for an adult to do?
What?
Sitting around counting words and speeches. Did you hear about this? President Clinton the other day gave his second inaugural address there, his speech, and it ran... What
you
was
know,
that?
Chris...
Yes, was that yesterday?
Chris, I think it's a shame that the presidential elections only come up once every 4 years, because that means... We have to wait another 4 years before we get to hear you say that word.
What, in an inaugural?
Exactly.
So Clinton, President Clinton does this inaugural address the other day. I guess I can't win for losing.
What happened to rural?
Rural?
I
can
say
rural. I can also say statistics. And I can say rural. And I'm getting good at this. The radio is meant for me.
Okay.
And now I can say inaugural.
Okay.
So dig.
What about St. Bonaventure?
Satan Bonaventure? How about Johnny Bonaducci?
Go ahead.
Okay, listen, so anyway, I guess these newspapers and the media now got guys that count words in speeches. I don't know why they would want to do this, but on Monday, yesterday there, 2 days ago, if you think today's Wednesday, Clinton used 2,154 words in his speech, which was a lot more than 4 years ago when in his inaugural address, he used 1,583 words, and that alone is 11% more than the average of words used in inaugural addresses since World War II.
Wow.
But get this. An average of 3 different reading formulas were used to rate his text, which was given at a 9th grade level so that we could all understand it.
Actually, 9th grade's pretty high. You know, the average newspaper's written at about... an 8th grade level, I always understood. And, you know, the manuals they gave us in the Army to learn how to be a soldier were all written at a 2nd grade level.
He also used his, quote-unquote, active voice more in this unusually vigorous speech. I guess active voice means when he's going, and now I tell you, or whatever. So he was using his active voice 95% more.
No. Active voice would be like, we are going to meet goals, would be an active sentence. A passive sentence would be, goals have to be met.
95% of the speech was in active voice, which is more than any president since World War II has used in his speech.
We have to think back of who our presidents have been. Truman didn't like really speaking in public. Eisenhower was a blithering idiot. He didn't like to talk in public much either.
I've got some bad news
Kennedy
for the guys that are...
Kennedy was a gas bag. Lyndon Johnson was a gas bag. Nixon was a gas bag. Carter was kind of a gas bag. Reagan was an idiot. And Bush was an idiot. And so Clinton is an idiot, but he loves to hear himself talk.
Well, I got bad news for the guys that are word counters because they got a lot of work coming up for them. In a few weeks, Bill Clinton will deliver his State of the Union address.
Oh, there you go. That's the hour and a half job.
And the last time he gave his State of the Union, it was 6,200 words. Count those words, baby.
Yeah, the State of the Union is when BC lets it all hang out. And I mean all of it, baby, if you know what I'm saying.
He lets it all hang out. And we're letting it all hang out right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 88.3 FM is where we're at on the dial.
Right, because with Clinton, I guess it's good. Is this a real song? Should I shut up?
Well, there's a girl singing. You want to talk over?
Yeah, I'll talk over. With Clinton being reelected, it works out good for us mainstream media types. Because with Clinton, you make fun of him being a hick, him smoking a lot of dope, him loving French fries, him digging strange, and being a draft dodger. You got like five good things you can make fun of Clinton about. With Dole, all you got is he's old.
He's what?
Old. Dole's old. Dole's
not that old.
4 years of Dole's old. 4 years of Dole's old. Over and over and over again. Over and over. So it's good that Clinton's back in. We can, you know, change up our making fun of him.
We can?
Every once in a while. Yeah, play number 9.
Hmm? Okay.
I think.
All right, we're going to play a little wedding present. Tell us about the wedding present, Rob.
I don't know. They're a band from the UK. If they were Scottish, they'd eat haggis. Haggis. I think, let me see. Make sure it is 9. If they were Scottish, they'd eat... No, 8. I'm sorry. If they were Scottish, they would eat haggis all the time because they would have a special affinity for sheep lungs. But I don't think they're Scottish. I think they're either British... Or English or Welsh. You know, you're not supposed to say Welsh on a bet because the people from Wales get upset.
Really?
Like Dave Edmonds will come kick your ass.
Really?
If you say, dude, you better pay me back. You don't want a Welsh on that bet now, do you? Dave Edmonds will come to your house and kick your stinking ass.
And we are the Chris and Rob Late Night
Talk
Show. You
know what I'm supposed to say?
What?
Dude, I gave you $5. Now give me $3 back. You don't want to jip me now, do you? You're not supposed to make fun of the gypsies either. Because if you do, that Cher will come and kick your ass. And if you say, if you Welsh in that bet, I'll jip you right back. Then you'll have Cher and Dave Edmonds kicking your ass. And then you'll just be squashed like Beetle Bailey getting beat up by Sarge.
749-1444 is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Just give me a call when you reach. somewhere else to go. And the plans I've made don't include you, I'm afraid. I really wish you could stay, but I guess your plan is any day. But just give me a call when it lands in Montreal.
So in Scotland, in Glastonbury, Scotland, there's a knock on the door when this young married couple was sitting alone at home together watching BBC Two. It was a fascinating documentary on the history of paperclips. Anyway, there's a knock at the door. Where are my sound effect guys? There was a knock at the door. And the husband said to the wife, "Don't worry, your wee head lossy. I'll get up and get it." So the guy got up and he went to the door. He opened the door. And to his horror, he spied a 6 foot tall cockroach. It was a monstrous cockroach, 6 feet tall. And the cockroach said, the cockroach had an American accent, the cockroach said, "Hey there, you bastard, you Scottish jerk off." And then the cockroach grabbed the Scottish guy and beat him about the head and shoulders. "Take that, you stupid haggis eating git." And the cockroach pummeled the poor Scottish guy. Finally, the Scottish guy got his wits together, took a step back, and closed the door. And his wee little wife said to him, "Well, who is that, honey?" And the guy said to his wife, "You're not going to believe this, for it was a 6 foot tall cockroach, and it did beat me about the head and shoulders after it insulted me." And his wee little wife said, "Ooh, I heard there was a nasty bug going around." Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing okay.
Good morning.
How are you, man?
Pretty good. Just finishing work, getting ready to drink a cold one.
Well, good for you. It's Miller time. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. What are you doing so late tonight?
Just washing my car.
You're washing your car in the middle of the night?
Yeah, well,
you can't wash your car at night.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Got the hose out back and everything.
But you can't see if you missed a spot of dirt or not because it's dark out.
It won't matter tomorrow.
Is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
Yeah.
Then why are you washing your car?
Gotta get all that salt and stuff off, you know.
But if it's gonna rain tomorrow, the rain will just wash the salt off.
It's 73 Dart Swinger and it's cherry.
So you're bragging?
Yeah. So anyway, what are you guys doing tonight?
A late night talk show we're hosting, and I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And that's us. And you're washing your car, and here we are, man.
For the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I'm saying Green Bay all the way. Cheeseheads go. Rock on. Some guy just had his ashes scattered up there in Green Bay on the field. Some dead guy. He was in a jar for years and years and years, and his will specifically said, if and when the Green Bay Packers go back to the Super Bowl, what's the name of the ballpark up there?
Lambeau Field.
I want my ashes sprinkled all over Lambeau Field. And after that last championship game they played up there and the Green Bay won, they took his ashes out and sprinkled them up on the field. And then the grounds crew came and pulled up all the grass and threw it away.
And then there's that guy up there selling the caskets that are Green Bay gold and green.
That's right. You can buy a casket now that's Green Bay gold and green. But what about cheese? Let's talk about cheese for a minute.
Well, that's why I'm going to serve some beer cheese soup and some New England clam chowder.
What is beer cheese soup?
Well, it's basically cheese and beer and cayenne pepper and a little bit more beer.
Oh, Mike, please, get with it.
It's good.
Haggis is the food of the 90s.
I'm sure you're familiar with the recipe to make haggis.
No, I am not familiar with that.
All right, well, let me lay it on you real quick.
All
okay.
Right.
First of all, you go get you a sheep. You don't need all the sheep, just the good parts of the sheep. Basically, the stomach, heart, liver, kidneys, and lungs. You get some salt, you get some black, white, and cayenne pepper, a little nutmeg, two onions, you want to chop those bad boys up, 6 ounces of toasted oatmeal, 1 pound of beef suet. Now, what the heck is beef suet? S-U-E-T.
I have no idea.
And 3/4 pint of stock. Okay, here what you want to do is, you want to take that hose that you're using to wash your car, and you want to wash that stomach out with cold water. Turn that bad boy inside out and scrape it well. Then you want to boil the heart, liver, and kidneys and lungs until tender. Hang in the windpipe over the edge of the pan so it drains into a bowl. Chop the meat very finely and grate the liver. You getting all this? Add salt, peppers, nutmeg, onion, soot, and oatmeal. Mix well with stock and fill the stomach, making sure to leave room for the oatmeal to swell. Sew it up. Prick it all over with the needle and put into boiling water for about 3 hours. When done, place on a hot plate, slit open, and serve with mashed turnips and potatoes.
That sounds good.
That's what we're having at the Super Bowl Chris and Rob party. You'll be there, I'm sure.
I'll be there.
With a spoon in hand, ready to put some haggis into your mouth.
Haggis.
Yum, yum. That's the way to go. Pretty soon there's going to be, you know, Haggis Bell, Haggis Hut, Kentucky Fried Haggis. You know, it's going to be everywhere. There's going to be Haggis
McNuggets.
Haggis King.
Haggis and Emu.
It's just going to be Haggis everywhere.
And Mutton.
Yeah, so.
McMutton.
So there's your Haggis recipe, just in time for your Super Bowl party.
Great.
Do you have any other questions about how to celebrate at your Super Bowl party?
No, not really.
Okay, you will call us back next week and tell us how your haggis was, won't you?
I will.
Great.
You know what they have in California, Southern California?
What's that?
The loco haggis.
Do they have a loco haggis thing?
It used to be called the loco pollo, but they changed it from loco pollo, which as you know means loco chicken, to loco haggis. The crazy haggis. You should see their little mascot, Herbie.
A haggis congregation.
Yeah, well, it'll sweep the nation. Herbie the Haggis.
Instead of singing in church, we will drink beer.
Cool.
And eat haggis.
Thanks for your call, Mike.
See ya.
Keep on cooking. It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number. 74-91-444.
The American Red Cross Cincinnati chapter is seeking volunteers for various positions. For information or to learn more about cooking haggis, please call the Red Cross at 579-3074, 579-3074. Yeah, I think it was Mike Myers who said, Scottish diet seems to be based on a dare.
Really?
And after reading this during the directions for haggis, you know, that's pretty funny.
You think?
Well, you know, doesn't that sound like it was based on a dare? I'm going to wash out the heart and liver and onion. I don't know. Kentucky Fried Haggis. Think it could go over big. The Haggis Hut. Oh my gosh, how about the Haggis Castle? We could have a Haggis Castle. That'd be good. Square Haggis with holes punched in it.
Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444 is the phone number.
That could be the limpest space out I've ever heard, man.
I got something limp for you there,
that
baby.
Was the limpest space out limp ever
you.
Heard.
So what's up?
Interested in studying the Bible with a different point of view?
Yeah.
Then listen to Hebrew of People on Friday nights right after the People's Poetry Program right here on WIF Cincinnati and right before Haggis World.
with your host, Herbie the Haggis.
Hometown, same town blues. Same old walls closing in. Well, what a life a mess can be. Well, I'm sitting here thinking of you once again. You thought to me. Well, time will wait better on the gate. Get on start, needs to be done. It's wind down, there's much you miss. Working on that graveyard shift. But I'm not saying this won't be wrong. It's day comes along. What I see is true. I could learn to believe. Can't look away. Powers that be. Might take it all away. Together we'll burn. Together we'll burn it away. Sunset land of paradise, sunset land of pain. Well, what side are you looking from? Some people have it all, and some want the gain. Well, man, it's half of your time for a break, it's $20 bill. There's plenty of reason in this world, move along or standing still. But I'm not saying things won't be wrong, as death comes along. What I see is true, I could learn to believe. I can't look away, powers that be. Might take it all away, together we'll burn, together we'll burn. Been looking for a reason. Seems the simple ones beat the most truth. Well, what a life a mess can be. Well, I'm sitting here thinking of you. Won't you give me thought to me? What time away better open the gate? Get out, start, needs to be done. It's winding down, there's much you miss. Working on that graveyard shift. But I'm not saying things won't go wrong. It's day comes along. What I see is true. I could learn to believe. Can't look away. Powers that be. Might take it all away. Together we'll burn. Together we'll burn.
First held in 1896 to foster better understanding among the nations of the world. The 1976 Games fell far short of that objective. 29 African nations boycotted the Summer Games, and nationalist China was barred because it is not recognized by Canada, the host nation. As usual, Russia won most of the hardware, 125 medals to 94 for the United States. The U.S. produced one of the stars, Bruce Jenner, who set a record for the decathlon.
I'd have to say it's probably the happiest moment of my life, and as I looked up at the clock, and I knew I had it, because this is the last time I'll ever run a meet, and I like going out as a winner.
And now it's time to join Chris and Rob in the wacky world of telephone harassment for celebrity answering machines, where Chris and Rob call one of your favorite celebrities, and if no one is home, they leave a message on today's celebrity answering machine. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and pop open a cold one as we join Chris and Rob for celebrity answering machines.
Now we're going to try to call Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner.
Remember him?
1976 Olympics in Montreal, I believe.
That's right. He kicked a little butt and he ran real fast.
He sure did. Set a record for, like, most points by the decathlon.
I think he jumped a lot, too, didn't he? Didn't he have to do some jumping?
He jumped, he ran, he threw.
Hello?
Hi, is Bruce in, please?
Who's this?
This is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Who's this?
Chris and Rob. We're calling from Cincinnati.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay, he's on another line.
Is he? Should we call back in a few minutes?
Well, I'm not sure the lines will work. We're just in the middle of a move, and they just hooked up the phone 5 minutes ago, so I don't know where it's ringing.
Yeah,
I just ran to a phone and picked it up.
And it worked. That's great.
Is this Mrs. Jenner?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I heard that when you guys went to Montreal for the Olympics and everything,
right. That
you made some French toast for breakfast, and then the French people showed up, and they had never even heard of French toast, and we don't even know, or maybe you know by now, how did the French toast get the name French toast if French people don't even cook it?
Well, I wasn't in Montreal.
Didn't you go with them?
Nope.
Uh-oh. Maybe that was somebody.
That was somebody that was about 26 years ago.
Ah, okay.
On to the new.
Well,
it was delicious.
So how are the exercise equipment moving for you?
It's great.
Really? What's the name of it?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them. There's 6 different pieces of equipment.
Wow, and they all work?
Are we on the air?
No, we're being taped.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just actually moving into a new house.
And the first thing you moved in was your exercise equipment? Your Power Walker Plus?
That's exactly right. We have it everywhere.
But I've seen you, and you're beautiful, and you have a perfect figure. Why in the world do you need that exercise equipment?
Well, I just had a new baby.
Oh, did you?
My 5th child.
What kind?
Congratulations.
A girl.
Oh.
We have four girls now and a boy.
Did you name it Christina or Robert?
No, I named it Kendall.
Kendall?
Aww. Kendall.
The guy who's on before us is named Kendall. He plays drums in a punk rock band.
No, she's much cuter than that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not much to be cuter than this Kendall.
Yeah, no, she's pretty cute.
Oh, really?
She's pretty cute.
Does she talk yet?
Nope. She's 9 months old.
Aw.
And she's crawling. So we have a good time. We have a lot of kids.
So you've had 5 babies with that terrific figure you have?
Well, yeah.
Do you think any of those babies will ever be in the Olympic decathlon?
I don't know. They're working on it. My son throws the javelin all over the street.
Really?
I hope it's one of those safety javelins.
Yeah, make sure he doesn't try to catch one.
He does have. You know, we met somebody in Atlanta at the Olympics who gave him a couple of those safety javelins.
They really make safety javelins?
They
I just
do.
Made that up.
They do. No, they're safety javelins.
Oh, wow.
Is that hilarious?
Like a big giant suction cup on the end instead of a pointy stick?
Yeah, actually, Bruce speared someone once.
What? Let's hear about this. On purpose?
Shish kebab the guy.
What, was somebody flirting with you or something?
No.
Because you have a terrific figure.
Well, thank you very much. We're trying to get it back in shape after that baby. Babies do funny things to a woman's body, but it's really worth it. So anyway, we're just moving into this new house, and I don't know where my husband is.
Okay, well, good luck with the move, and hope
you we'll be around tomorrow if you want to call back.
We'll give it a shot. Good luck with
that
French toast
thing. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow.
Okay,
bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. That was a different Mrs. Jenner that made the French toast.
How many Mrs. Jenners have there been? I mean,
I don't know.
Like,
I thought everybody knew that, though. I was crazy. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Is this guy Henry VIII? Did he have the last Mrs. Jenner beheaded?
He's had 2 wives, which is not that many for a stud like him.
Okay.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Celebrity Answering Machines. And make sure you tune in next time when Chris and Rob call another one of your favorite celebrities right here on the Chris and Rob Celebrity Answering Machine.
And who might they be? Who might those celebrities turn out to be? Well, you never know until you tune in to Chris and Rob Celebrity Answering Machines right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show right here on WAIF 88.3 FM. The bottom of your dial, you can go no lower than the Chris and Rob Show.
Chris seems to feel that tonight's show has been kind of uneven, been kind of up and down.
It's been an unusual program.
You know, I've been kind of out of it, and the whole problem with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show here on WAIF is this. The problem is I have to do the show entirely with my eyes closed.
And I have to do the show entirely naked.
Because every time I open my eyes, I see the huge amount of hair that is coming out of my microphone windscreen, and I just get the willies, and I get the creeps, and I get the shivers and the heebie-jeebies so bad that I don't want to continue, so I must do the whole show with my eyes clenched closed as tightly as possible for fear that I will open them and see one of these rat ugly hairs sticking out of my microphone windscreen. Fortunately, my eyes are still closed. But I did open them a while ago in order to see Newt Gingrich on the cover of the Cincinnati Post the other day. Good
is
gosh,
is he getting big or what? I mean, he's just porking out.
Biggest gymist did not even recognize him. He said, is that Gingrich? He is just a huge, big, fat, sow belly porker now. He looks like Jerry Falwell or something. Newt Gingrich is huge. He's nervous because he knows he's guilty of sin, so he's scarfing down the pork rinds to feel better about himself. He's feeling empowered as he feels those crackling, crunchy, greasy, slimy, good barbecue pork rinds slide down the gullet. He says, sure, I took money that I should not have taken. I turned in statements to Congress that I knew were wrong. But when I got my hand in a big bag of barbecue pork rinds and a nice steaming plate of haggis in front of me, I have no troubles. I have no fears. What's a measly $300,000 fine when you've got a steaming plate of haggis and mashed turnips?
Maybe for dessert, one of those brownie fudge cakes with extra whipped cream?
Who cares about being the first Speaker of the House to
get
a reprimand?
Two brownie fudge cakes. One's not quite enough. Two of those brownie fudge cakes.
When you got a big bag of Hussmann's barbecued pork rinds.
A big scoop of vanilla ice cream.
A la
maybe butter pecan. That's
what,
good stuff.
That's what Newt. Newt is only taking his hand out of the cookie jar long enough to eat the cookies. That is the only thing he's doing. Newt is just...
Well, listen, we're out of here in a couple of minutes. This is the Chris and Rob Show. The phone number 749-1444.
You know what it could be?
What's that?
Did you see the Time magazine this week?
No.
I don't remember what was on the cover, but there was a nice picture of Newt holding in his stubby little porky paw. What a hoof. Newt had his big hoof wrapped around an oil can.
An oil can.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, an oil can.
An oil can. A Foster's. Newt was drinking Foster's. I kind of liked him there for like 2 seconds. And then like on the next page, he was like line dancing with his wife or something.
I could drink Foster's if I had to.
You know, I could drink Foster's. Who couldn't? That stuff's great. Can't say that, though. It's brewed in Australia. That's all you can say about products.
Hey, look, they're not an American company, so
Canada.
You can say that.
Canada. Oh, it's supposed to be Australian, but it's really Canadian. I don't know. Their commercials are stupid, though. Beh. Anyway, can we leave yet?
Sure.
Is this thing over? We got to
make these are the subtle sounds of
jokes.
The Jackie Gleason Orchestra.
You know, you know who dubbed Jackie Gleason the great one?
Who?
Jim, do you know who dubbed Jackie Gleason the great one? Chris, do you know who dubbed Jackie Gleason the great one?
I don't know, Rob. Why don't you tell us who did dub Jackie Gleason the great one?
Jackie Gleason.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that gorilla you saw in a bar tonight.
I'd love to tell you about the gorilla I saw in a bar, and I'd also love to tell you about the dog who walked into a bar, but we can't.
I would just love to tell you about this genie that came out of this magic lamp. But we're too busy. We have a few people to thank before the show is over tonight. I'd like to thank Ray Imlay, the program director at WAIF, for putting us on the radio and letting us be here.
We'd like to thank all our callers, Nan, Nitwit, Troy, Paul, Mike, Jimmy, Billy, Steve, Tony, Earl, Fred.
And Newt.
Zeke. Newt.
We'd like to thank
Johan.
Our friends at Wizard Records. That's Wizard Records, located in the heart of Coryville. Wizard Records, your one-stop shop for all your musical purchasing needs. Go on down to Wizards. They got jazz, rock, blues, gospel, maybe even a little of bluegrass if you dig around.
And we'd also like to thank our friends down at the Kentucky Fried Haggis Hut. For all your haggis needs, think of the Kentucky Fried Haggis Hut. And if you say Chris and Rob sent you, they'll throw in an extra lung for free.
They have a convenient drive-thru.
Get your microwave frozen haggis.
You can get a bucket to take home to the old family. Maybe you can get a bucket for that big Super Bowl party that's coming up. I'd also like to take a minute here to thank the FCC for letting us remain on the radio and for treating us kindly. You know, we get a little mail from the FCC here occasionally. Usually it comes with little candies or lollipops. Once they even sent us some of those little fruit roll-ups. They were delicious.
And for remembering that post-midnight is the safe harbor period.
That's right. Don't forget that. A little legislation was passed there on the behalf of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show that we are ultimately grateful for. I'd also like to thank the B-Boys Underground, nobody in particular, for coming in at 2 o'clock so that we can go home. So here's to the B-Boys Underground. And I'd also especially like to thank Dewey for bringing us so much pleasure tonight.
Huh?
Huh?
I don't know who Dewey is.
Dewey, the nitwit. He goes by the name Dewey, he goes by the name The Idiot, he goes by the name Mike, and he also goes by the name Dewey, the nitwit, the idiot.
Mike?
Yeah, his real name is Mike. But he's the idiot, he's the nitwit, and he calls us from time to time to lay a little wisdom on us, maybe an idiotorial. And we love him, and we hope that he calls more often, because a radio show without the nitwit is like this. Just dead air, baby, just dead freaking air, just dead air. We'd like to have a little sound go out over the airwaves, so thanks to him and all of our other callers. Thanks to Nan's younger daughter. I wish she was just a couple of years older. Maybe something magical would happen. Who else do we need to thank?
Oh, boy.
Oh, hey, let's thank Chelsea Clinton.
Siegfried and Roy.
Let's thank Chelsea Clinton here. Let's thank Chelsea Clinton for all those pictures that have been in the Enquirer of her, in the Post and the Enquirer and USA Today of her. Those curls. Who do you think does her curls?
I don't know.
Did you notice she was wearing that, like, baby blue outfit, which contrasted Hillary's baby pink outfit at the inaugural the other day? It was very fashionable, I would say.
I thought Hillary looked hot.
I'd like to thank Rob's mom. Thanks out there to Hamilton, to Rob's whole entire family, if I can, and all of his friends at the post office. Keep on delivering.
I'd like to thank Chris's friends in the advertising biz for keeping those in the plastic injection molding industry informed and up to date on the latest plastic injection molding technologies. You know, you can now get a glow-in-the-dark plastic dinosaur.
Oh, cool.
Yes, you can. You can now plastic mold inject cocaine into your car panels.
What are the... That's illegal, though.
We don't
recommend you do that if you're a plastic injection molder.
We got 2 minutes. No, we don't. Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, we're gone. This is Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yo! Come on!